I'll call the July 25th, 2017 meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals. It's 7 p.m. and I will call the roll. Mr. Phillips is absent. Ms. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Walsh?
Here.
Ms. Yu?
Here.
Ms. Driscoll?
Here.
And Mr. Boone?
Here.
Okay. And the chairman is here. Okay, we have one case on the agenda tonight. We have no minutes, by the way, if you're looking at the agenda. So we're going to go directly to the hearing, and we're going to call that meeting to order at 7:03 p.m. And I'll read the legal notice into the record and then swear the applicant and anyone wishing to appear on the matter in. Shad and Shelley Eccles requesting a variance from section 606.06 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution to allow for construction of an addition to encroach into the required 75-foot building line on property known as parcel 317-210-7003-0000. And that's 8140 Lewis Center Road, Westernville, Ohio, 43082, Zone Rural Residential, RR, and this is BZA case 2017-07. Those that are going to appear in the matter, please stand, and I will swear you in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, have you got? Okay, be seated, and we will start with staff's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you notice, I'm not Susan. Unfortunately, she...
I did notice there was a bit of a disparity.
Unfortunately, she got ill at the last moment, so I decided I haven't seen you all since, I think, about December, so I thought I'd check in
and
see how everyone was doing.
You.
Thank you. I missed you all, too. So I have reviewed the materials, though I've read through Susan's report, so I am up to speed on this matter, and I've spoken with her about it. So as the chair noted, the property we're looking at this evening is 8140 Lewis Center Road. Shad and Shelley Eccles. It's approximately 3.04 acres in size, rural residential zoning district. The chair already noted that the applicant's asking for a variance to section 606.06, which is the minimum front yard depth of 75 feet, measured from the edge of the contiguous right-of-way. The applicant states in their application that they purchased the home before the birth of their child. The home has one bedroom and then one bath on the first floor. They need the extra garage for yard equipment. The new porch facade would extend 2 feet from the existing porch, and they need a bedroom for the child on the first floor. That's the variance request in a nutshell. The history of the property, the plat map for the subdivision known as Tradewinds 2 was recorded in March of 1979. Zoning permit number W8219 was issued in September of 1982 for construction of the existing house. The plot plan submitted at the time the original permit was issued proposed a 62-foot front setback and a 50-foot left side setback. At the time the existing house was constructed, the minimum setback for the front property line in the code was 60 feet. According to the auditor's site, the house was remodeled in 2009. Since the outside of the house appears to be unchanged and no additional zoning permits or building permits were found, it is assumed that all the remodeling that was done in the house was interior work.
That is correct.
Just for the record, the applicant, Ms. Eccles, noted that it was the correct assumption on staff's part. In regards to the standard from which the variance is requested, the construction of the proposed addition requires a variance from 606, as I already noted. The existing house conformed to the zoning standard at the time it was constructed, but could not be built at its current 52-foot front setback under the terms of the current zoning resolution. We consider it a legal non-conforming structure. Section 2504.01 of the zoning resolution states that no such non-conforming structure may be enlarged or altered in a way which increases its non-conformity, but any structure or portion which may be altered to decrease its non-conformity. So once you're non-conforming, you can't do really anything to make it worse, and I think we're all sort of familiar with these cases. We've seen these before. You can propose definitely something that makes it better, and you can propose something that's maybe not quite as bad as what's already there, but you definitely can't do at that line or closer or even closer to the road in this instance. Without the homeowners obtaining a variance from the required 75-foot front setback, staff cannot issue a zoning permit, as you well know, which is why we're here this evening, for the proposed master bedroom and garage additions, because they encroach into the 75-foot setback. As such, the additional depth of the proposed front porch also requires a variance in this instance. I'm going to go ahead and probably skip the application details. That's just sort of a restating of the statements that were made in the application itself. I'll let the applicant speak to those statements when it is their turn to speak. Staff comments, I'll move on to that. The plot plan submitted for the original zoning permit in 82 proposed a 62-foot front setback, as previously noted, and a 50-foot left side setback. The survey submitted by the applicant shows the current front setback of 52 feet and a left side setback of 48 feet. And this isn't terribly unusual when we're looking at some of these older plot plans and surveys that the numbers don't always jive together, unfortunately. The first floor plan provided shows the proposed master bedroom and closet addition to be 23 feet wide and the setback from the front edge of the existing house by 10.5 feet. The proposed third garage bay shown on the first floor plan is 14 feet wide and is aligned with the existing garage, which is consistent with the statements made by the applicant and the supporting documents. The resulting side setbacks would be the minimum required 25-foot setback on both the right and left property lines. As proposed, the master bedroom addition would be set back 62.5 feet from the front property line, a 12.5-foot encroachment, which calculates out to 16.67%. As proposed, the garage addition would be a setback 52 feet from the front property line, a 23-foot encroachment, which would calculate to 31%. There's a few things here that staff is asking the applicant to clarify in regards to the depth of the proposed front porch addition to determine the total encroachment of that, of what actually being requested, because as you can see, we have some discrepancies in the materials that were submitted. Item B of their response is the new porch would extend 11 feet from the front of the home, which would be 44 feet from the road front. Another statement on the second page of the supporting document say that the new porch will extend 5 feet from the front of the house, which will be 47 feet from the road front. And then the floor plan provided, which is on the third page of the supporting documents, shows a new porch extending 4 feet from the existing house. And the statement on this page states that they're requesting a 6-foot distance to be safe. So as you can see, there's some numbers not consistent there that we'd like the applicant to clarify for us this evening. Due to the difference in information provided for the depth of front porch addition, staff was unable to calculate the actual percentage of the encroachment of the proposed additions, but I think you can sort of see there they're generally close, but some of those percentages are going to waver depending on what the actual number is. The Delaware County Auditor site does show that the current porch is a depth of 4 feet, but as you know, that's an inaccurate measurement. That's just for reference purposes, but the auditor rules site will be the first to tell you that it's not exact science or official survey record of any existing conditions. Genoa Township Police, Fire, and Maintenance Departments have reviewed the variance application. They didn't have any concerns or comments. Copies of the legal notice, as you know, were sent via U.S. mail to the adjacent property owners on July 12, 2017. We published the legal notice in the paper on July 13, 2017, and a notification sign was placed on the subject property on July 17, 2017. At the time this was written, staff had not received any comments or concerns about this application. Today I did receive one walk-in, a gentleman who lives adjacent to the property. I believe he lives behind them. He was just curious what was going on. A lot of people, when they see these signs, they think they're like signs saying that there's like some big development or zoning coming in. And then when I told him what the application was, he was like, oh, okay, and he walked out the door. And I had a phone call that basically went the exact same way. The guy was just saw the sign, wanted to know what was going on, and when he heard it, he was like, oh, okay. Didn't ask a lot of questions after that. So
the zoning signs and the zoning appeal signs look exactly the same, and so I can see a because I saw it too.
But
I
that, the other day they do their job of people see the signs and they're calling us or they're emailing us or they're coming in.
Yes.
So that's exactly what they're intended to do, and then we can give those people that information, and some of them decide they can save themselves a Tuesday night. So
there you go.
With that, I'm going to conclude staff's report.
Okay, thank you. And we'll turn to the applicant if you'd like to go ahead and present your application.
And could you just state your name and address just for the official record on the recording?
Chad Eccles, and address is 8140 Lewis Center, Westerville.
And I'm Shelley Eccles, same address.
Okay, maybe I can help you along a little bit. Tell us what you're going to do, number one. Number two, also, you might want to clear up the front porch issue and see exactly what that's going to look like. And then we can, and what we'll do is if you give us a little summary of what you want to do, then the board will ask you questions. So.
Yeah. So in sum, we bought the house 7 years ago before we had a child, and it was originally designed for a retirement. Really difficult.
Can you speak up or into the microphone? Cause
so we bought the house 7 years ago, and the original design of the house was just a one-level, unfinished basement, and it was designed as a retirement dwelling for a single occupant. And we bought the house prior to having a child. After having a child, the floor plan's really difficult. We all share one bathroom and try and make things work with bedroom stuff. So we just need an additional bedroom and bathroom. And
it's only two bedrooms or three?
This is Shelley. It was sold to us as having two bedrooms on the first floor, but the second bedroom is actually not to code a true bedroom because it doesn't have, I guess, the window isn't large enough to constitute as a true bedroom.
Oh.
Right. So.
So it's essentially a one-bedroom.
On the first floor.
There's a second floor.
In the basement.
There's a basement.
Oh, in the basement.
There's a basement that was unfinished. That remodeling that you had talked about in 2009,
was not done by us.
Yeah, it was done by people who only owned the home for a year, and they were house flippers. And they came in, and they found that the house had termite damage, and what it was covering up the termite damage. And so that's really what the house is. We spent all of our time fixing the termite damage structurally to it. But that stuff that was referenced in 2009 was their description of a remodel, and they had put in hardwood floors instead of carpet in the kitchen area, and they had repainted. That was their definition.
Now, just so I can, so there is a bedroom in the basement, or no?
Correct.
One above grade and one below grade, right?
Correct.
Okay.
There is
all
a
right.
bedroom in the basement.
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, and I'm gonna assume that the second bedroom above grade isn't sufficient for a bedroom, correct?
According to, I guess, fire code, it should not be used as a bedroom.
Do you know what the approximate dimensions are? I'm just trying to visualize it.
Sure, we do. We have this.
Oh, it's a walkout basement. Okay, all right.
So that's what they're calling the basement.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's the basement.
Okay.
That's the
walkout.
I'm not cyber creeping you. I'm just pulling up history.
I can bring it up on the screen for. Is that part of the application of drawing?
No.
No, actually, it's.
I'm pulling up multiple listings.
Yeah. Oh, so they don't have a picture of the bedroom. Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, they do. They have this.
No, the upstairs, the small one. Okay, go ahead.
It's actually listed as a storage closet.
On the original blueprint.
I really shouldn't editorialize.
No, absolutely not.
You can't, because we live here.
And
this is our bedroom, and it has one bathroom.
I'm sorry, we'll just need to have her speak into the mic, because the minutes are written off the recording, so we need to be very clear when we're speaking into the microphones.
That's existing. And then
what they sold to them as a bedroom is on the plans as storage closet.
Which is now going to be an office.
Which is 78 by
Okay, it's on the new plan, it's office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, I'm there.
And I'm sorry, Ms. Wolf, just for the record, you were looking up the MLS listing for the...
I was.
Property.
Yes.
I just want to make sure we capture that for the record.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that goes, I'm sorry. Well, that goes into, you know, what was advertised for sale with the home, and both structurally and content-wise, once we got in there, we had to demolish so much stuff that the stuff that they had counted as bedrooms and everything, we ended up finding, like, okay, this clearly is not, you know, so.
Chris.
I understand that. Okay, and so this is the new plan. Do you want to clarify the front porch, because that appears to be a...
Yeah, so with it, we were just trying, if you look at the house when you drive by or from the blueprints there, it's a very boring house. It just looks like a rectangle. And so we were just trying to have more curb appeal and trying to balance out that if we put a garage addition on one side or the bedroom on the other side, what's already a long and boring house becomes visually even more unappealing. And so we were just trying to have something aesthetically to balance those parts out with a front facade of that porch so that the house looked balanced.
Are you looking for...
Function out of the porch?
I'm attempting to help you along, but if I'm not helping, just tell me. Is it more about the appearance and the actual function?
So it's both.
Four, five...
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's both. Because if you look at the way our yard slope is really dramatic, we don't have much of a yard, so to have a front porch to sit on and stuff.
Okay. But you got that large deck in the back.
Yeah, it's just hard to take care of. So.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to land on a dimension then?
So we just had our builder over at our house prior to coming over.
Sure.
And looking at the Delaware County Auditor's website, I see that it talks about a 60-foot slash right-of-way, and where we didn't know to measure, because we haven't done this before, is that to the center of the road? Is that to the edge of the road? Is that to a 25-foot setback? And because we didn't know that, we weren't sure what dimension we were given.
That's a good question.
So setbacks are always measured from the right-of-way line, so they're not measured to the center line, and they're not measured to the paved surface. They're measured from where that right-of-way line, which is often in what appears to be your front yard. In most cases.
So the side stripe is where it's measured from, is what you're saying, the right-of-way line.
The right-of-way line on your lot survey.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying that basically where my grass ends and the road pavement begins?
No. Typically, right-of-ways are wider than the actual paved surface you see, so because they have to hold utilities and they have to provide for future expansion. So you should be measuring from wherever that right-of-way line is. You're basically, your front property line is the right... should be the right-of-way line.
Got it.
So measure from that line back.
So do we actually know what the encroachment is then?
And I don't, so that's why I didn't know where to measure from. I mean, I can measure from the center of the road, I can measure from the side stripe of the road.
The other question is then, along with that, does that explain the difference between the 52 and the 62-foot?
It's quite possible that the right-of-way width changed. They do acquire right-of-way over time, and they get wider, so, I mean...
I'm just trying to get a grasp on what the encroachment actually is.
So can I ask? Yeah. So, are you guys doing this yourself, or do you have an architect?
We have an architect.
Your architect should absolutely know what the right of way is, and should be able to tell you exactly what the measurements are. There should never be. I mean, you're trusting them to do this and asking us for a variance. I don't see how you got this far without knowing that. I would ask them. I would absolutely go back to them.
Okay. Yeah, the architect is not from this county. She's down in another county, so we'll go back to her and figure that out, I guess. So does she draw that information from the auditor's website, or how does she access that information, our architect?
It should be evident on the survey you got when you purchased the house. Most people get a lot survey done by a surveyor when... the house is purchased.
But it's typically a site survey, and it's not a PIN survey.
Well, that's correct.
Right.
So it's really only...
And we've had different surveys that have shown different things from different people, so we don't know which one's accurate over the years.
She did look at the survey, the mortgage survey that was done. That's what she used when she drew up the plans.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, this,
she did not feel confident in that information.
Because we had had several different ones.
Because of all the different numbers out there.
Typically, when staff has a question about a right-of-way width, we contact the Delaware County Engineer's Office. They're the ones who manage the roads. So, I guess, again, this is sort of me coming in at the very last second on this application. Had we been aware that this was going to be information that we were going to need, then we would have tried to look it up.
No, I understand that. We run across this occasionally. We don't run into it a lot, but there are houses in the township that are built right on the easement. And because I know we've had a couple down on Charles and on the other one, I can't remember. But, and along but I kind of like to nail down what the variance really is. I don't know how the rest of the board feels. Or maybe it's not relevant. I don't know. You guys tell me.
To me, it is because it's teetering for me on the brink of substantial or not substantial.
Well, that's a really good point.
Exactly.
Because at 16%, I don't know if it's particularly substantial, but if it's more like 0.5, then it's...
And we don't know.
It's a topic for discussion. Maybe we actually need to find out. And I'm open to suggestion here. It's not just about me. Particularly in light of that it's legal not to not conform, and I think that's an added issue.
We haven't discussed if they have any other feasible options
but
that's all going to play into how I vote.
So we've looked at multiple other options, continually, and due to the slope off the back and trying to build there, I've had numerous people come in and contractors, and they're like, nah, either that or the price is going to go so skyrocketing that it's so. This is how we ended up here because, we've probably gone through 7 different renditions trying to come up with some solution for the house once our child was born, and it's either just astronomically overpriced where, you can build anything if you have enough money, right? That's what
it
comes down to.
Since the figures, the figures are all different. And we don't know the variance. Maybe this should just be postponed. Not denied, but postponed.
So can you help me out since I've never gone through this process before? What is the method? Because I guess what I need to see is we just need a clear measurement, right?
Sure.
But what am I measuring to?
Okay. I agree with that comment. We're not here to turn it down. Okay.
No.
Yeah. But I think it's probably something that's going to be postponed and we hear next month and give you an opportunity to correct a couple of the issues working with staff. And we with staff can tell you exactly what you need to tell us so that we can make a decision.
You answered my question. And that's what I was asking is I know that we're going to measure from the front of the house or whatever to our right-of-way.
Right.
And I guess my question is what is the accurate document that's showing me where the right-of-way is?
That's right. A question for people that do it all day.
Okay.
That's an absolutely fair question. It's a fair question for us and it's a fair question for you because it's information you probably are going to need at some point also.
Yeah.
And these houses tend to lend themselves to issues like this. So,
their request for the garage addition and also the bedroom addition, they know the distance from the front property line.
What we're assuming is the front property line.
They didn't know.
Okay.
Right.
That's what we're getting at.
Right.
So, I can tell you exactly what it is from the front of the house or the front step to the center of the road. I can tell you exactly what it is to the side stripe on the road, but is that...
But not to the easement.
Right.
That may not be the...
Correct.
That may not be where the right-of-way
right.
ends.
Right.
Well, that's right, because B and C here seem more certain than... Sure. Down to E is where it was.
I do want to direct the board's attention to, in the application, the attached survey, it's dated revised September 24th, 2010. There is a survey prepared by a registered surveyor in the state of Ohio, Campbell Associates, Inc. It doesn't show the width of the right-of-way of Lewis Center Road, but it does show on that survey, which does appear to be stamped,
this,
a sign.
This is what you're looking at?
Correct. Okay. That is the plan. That the house, the existing house, sits back 52 feet when this was recorded. Well, I shouldn't say recorded because I don't see any evidence that this was recorded with the Recorder of Deeds office, but it is prepared by parent. It appears to be a surveyor, has a stamp on it, so with a number. So we do have some information to work off of.
Right, and based on that side, and based on that survey, some of that side's probably not going to be able to be used because of the gas line easement going through it.
Correct.
You have a property line and a gas line easement in there too. And the gas line goes it at an angle to the property line.
Oh, yeah. Is that going to encroach on where they want to build the garage?
No, that's the addition.
According
to the garage is on the other side.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm wrong. The garage is on that side because I'm looking at the back. I'm looking at the back of the house.
Right next to the angle there. Yeah. Okay.
And so the architect used this survey and she drew the plans for the dimensions.
So it will encroach in the gas.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
And she used the 52 feet from the front of the house, which, according to this very tiny drawing, does not look like the 52 feet. Takes into consideration.
Oh, yeah. See, actually, it's blown up on the back.
Yeah, I did that because I...
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so this house is a multitude of issues, which we truly have spent the past 3 years trying to investigate all of our options in this.
Oh, I'm sure. These, yeah.
Okay, so a licensed surveyor concluded that it's 52... feet
from the right-of-way to the house, correct?
Now, to be fair, it doesn't label that as the right-of-way line, so I'm not sure we can make that complete assumption that's the right-of-way line.
Looks like an engine.
Typically, when they do the surveys, though, I would think most surveyors measure the right-of-way line, but I don't know that for certain in this instance. So I can understand why someone who was putting these drawings together based off of the survey would.
Sure. Oh, I can absolutely see that, but I guess the question is what if it's, you know, like I said, there's a variation from 52 to 62 in the report, and then is it really 52?
So based on this drawing here with the 52 feet that you guys are talking about, when we measured it with our builder tonight, again, for about the 500th time we measured this, we measured from the front porch step, which okay is a few little bit in front of the house, and from the front porch step to the center of the road line was 77 feet. To the edge of the road was 68 feet. So I'm assuming that this 52 feet is taking into account that setback.
Yep.
Because when I measure from the front porch step, which sticks a few feet out, and I go to the side of the road, it's 68 feet. I'm assuming somewhere between that 68 feet that I measured at the side of the road and what this is showing at 52 feet would be our boundary line, as best we can assume, or however, whatever the term you use for that, variance line or whatever.
I think it'll be up to the board to determine its level of comfortableness with materials currently presented. I mean, there is a note provided on the plan that says the subject dwelling does violate the 75-foot building line by approximately 8 feet, and this is what was supposedly put on file with the mortgage company, so.
And then at the bottom it says the service was not performed for the purpose of establishing boundary lines and is not to be used for that purpose, too, so.
Exactly, so that's why it goes back to how comfortable the board feels about this particular document.
So is there anything, so really what we're talking about, the problem is the front porch. Really the only thing that
well, that sounds
is,
like it's
that
all
we're
of
not
it.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously we know what they're asking for this way because we have the measurements, right?
Right.
But at the front is
the
what
front.
We don't know.
Right. But not just the porch, but those other two as well, even though I think
well,
the encroachment percentages were given, but then if we're not sure about the porch, then we can't be sure about the other two.
We're going to make a decision, though, I really think we should do it on that.
That's not the
well, right, I just, like I said, we seem to be saying we're not sure about the porch, but then if we're not sure about that right-of-way line, we're not sure about the other two either, the garage or the addition.
So do you want to take this as the, I guess that's really up to the board.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, whether we know what the right-of-way line is, I don't have a problem with this application at all. It's just how, it, you know, do we want those accurate calculations
right.
in the record.
I can't say from staff's perspective we're going to need those accurate calculations because
right.
that's how we have to write
well,
the zoning
and
permit.
I think Sabelle makes a really good point. I think it determines whether it's substantial or not substantial. Now, it doesn't mean that if it's substantial that we will deny the application, but I think
correct.
We need to know if it's substantial or not. And I don't know the comfort level of the board. Of whether
how difficult is it to get this pinned down accurately? That's really what we need, so we don't have all kinds of figures, and we need to know exactly what we're working with. And, you know, as I say, we're not denying it. We're just asking for more information, mm-hmm. maybe postponing.
Sarah, you had a comment?
Yes. Before you excavate, dig, build, whatever, you're going to ultimately most likely get a PIN survey, I'm going to guess.
I'm
or
gonna
were
assume
you not
whatever our architect and builder do, that's their...
Pardon me?
That whatever our architect and builder... Do, that's their area of expertise, so I don't know how they do their job.
Well, that would most likely, you know.
Right. Well, we're kind of at a crossroads. Do we have them get the survey now so we can decide whether it's substantial or not? Or I'm not comfortable with provisionally approving it. What I mean.
So my concern from the legal perspective is if we do this and we aren't sure, and God forbid something happens, a neighbor gets mad mm-hmm. and sues us yeah. or them, or a car veers off the road and hits the front porch and it's closer than it should have been, and they go back and review this, and then it's like, what do? We made a decision without the facts, which
right.
that's right.
You know, we're not, we oftentimes let substantial things go through.
Sure.
But I want to vote knowing what I'm voting on, because this is going to become public record, and you know we're all going to be on the hook if it's not right. So.
And I absolutely, if I, and I would have to concur. I absolutely, you know, understand why you're going off of, you know, a licensed surveyor gave this to you, but the point is, it's not referencing, it's showing 52 feet, which we believe that it's 52 feet, but we don't know, you know, where that 52 feet ends. Is it in it? Is it outside of it? And the problem is, like Sabelle said, that, you know, the concern is, I mean, I'm very pro property rights. That's not a big secret. But the problem is that if we approve something and we say, well, it was sort of kind of in between somewhere of, you know, we know it's probably more than 52, we think, but we think it's less than. The problem is when we go in record and staff mm-hmm. has to write it up for approval, we can't do plus minus. And so I think if we could get these answers, whether we like them or whether we don't like them, whether it makes it insignificant or whether it makes it significant, at least it's accurate reporting for us to convey whatever information needs to be conveyed.
And frankly, to be honest, if you're not familiar with the process, oftentimes people will have their lawyers or their architects or their builders come and present, because then they're on the hook for what the numbers are. I mean, you guys are probably going to pay them big bucks. I would want to know exactly, you know, what I'm getting, and if they can come next month or something and explain that to us, then we'll be making it based on the decision. Usually they're quite convincing to me.
Right. And don't feel compelled. This isn't, I would say... And I don't want to speak for everybody. This is not a group that's impressed if somebody says they're an AIA architect or they're a builder or they're whatever. It's just the accuracy of relaying the information for us to be able to make a determination on it.
Right. And that's it kind of ties into the 11-foot, 5-foot, 4-foot porch It kind of all ties into that, too. And that's why we really don't do well shooting moving targets when we have, when we know this is how far from the, you know, from the sight line we're going to be. This is where we're, this is exactly where it's going to be. And we nail it down, and it's, and we know, you know, really what we're asking you is just give us the information so we can make an informed decision rather than trying to guess.
I completely understand that. I guess I'm asking you is the process of getting that information is what?
Probably Delaware County Engineering, right?
Why are you paying this bill?
I would think so. I mean, unfortunately, because of the nature of these types of hearings, we have to be careful on the type of assistance we're providing.
I understand that.
You are the applicant, and the township is sort of, quote, unquote, sitting on the other end of the table, and the board has to remain as an impartial third party. So I'm not sure they can really provide you advice. I can tell you that the Delaware County Engineer's Office does keep on record right-of-way widths and provide staff assistance when we have questions of similar nature.
And really, your architect or your builder, both ought to know that. And, you know, because, and I'll editorialize for 20 seconds, is because we see a lot of applications where the homeowner is sent in rather than the builder. But a lot of times it's because the builder's already done something that they shouldn't have done, and they leave the homeowner on their own to deal with us, which really isn't fair to the homeowner, any homeowner. And so really, We're trying to basically stop that before it happens. That's all. As long as we can get a certain footage certain of what, you know, where it's going into the easement, where it's going in, I think there's going to be a higher comfort level among the board. And don't take this as a denial, because that's absolutely not what it is. It's a please get us some more information request and come back to us, and we would be absolutely happy to consider your application, on a fair basis, fair for everybody, fair for you, fair for us, so we understand what we're voting on. And I think that's the best way that we can do it, and I think that your architect or your builder or both should be able to assist you with that reasonably easily. So,
Mr. Chair, if I may,
yes. Object,
if you don't mind. I did want to clarify that the engineer's office can tell you what the width of the right-of-way is, but they're probably not going to be able to come out and mark it for you, and they're definitely not going to be able to do any survey work for you. That's not their charge. But they should be able to tell you what the width is, hopefully, or at least be able to direct you in the direction of where documentation could be found to help you clarify that issue. I just didn't want you to leave here thinking that they're going to be able to come out and mark your property boundaries for you, because they won't be able to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Then anything else from the applicant?
Our house is cursed.
That we can't help you with here. Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to... I assume you want to continue your application.
Sure.
I'm making the assumption you want to continue.
It doesn't cost them anymore to continue.
No.
So that's correct. You want to continue. We'll see you next month, same time, same place. The fourth Tuesday. There you go. Okay. All right. And I assume that's what you want to do. I'm asking you. I'm not telling you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then I would entertain a motion to then postpone this application until August, whatever the day is.
22nd.
Okay, good enough. Anybody want to make a motion?
I move that the application be continued to the August 22nd.
That's the word I was looking for. I couldn't think of it. It must be my age.
I'll second.
I'm sorry, board. I just want to jump in.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to make sure that is the actual date of the next meeting.
Yeah, please.
Because typically we meet the last Tuesday of the month.
Tuesday
of the month is the 29th.
To me. Oh, okay. So,
I'm going to get on our website real quick here. Okay. I just want to double check our official calendar that's posted on the website. Just because I would hate for us to make a motion that's...
You're right. It is the 22nd. It's the 4th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know what? It might be the fourth Tuesday. We must have an extra Tuesday in there. But I'm still going to check the website real quick just again to make sure we...
I don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah, I have it as
22nd. Yeah, I do too. It seems a little early, but if there's four or five, I mean... Yeah.
Sorry. I promise we're getting a new website soon.
Oh, I've heard that for 2 years.
Maybe. No, I've seen the actual, I've seen the bill.
I know, I went to the trustee
meeting. You can stay off for a second, Tuesday of next week.
It is August 22nd. I'm sorry. I just wanted to
be sure that was the
correct date. So
I absolutely want to get it right. August 22nd. Okay? All right. Then
we have the motion.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do you want
to, I'm sorry. Who?
Teresa made the motion. Savelle was second. And any discussion? Any further discussion? Okay. Then we'll call roll. Are you ready there, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Walsh?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. See you next month. And we adjourn the hearing at 7:43.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do they have a deadline to
They can bring their information to the meeting if they'd like, unless the board wishes to establish a deadline. Okay.
Okay. And at this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn the meeting at 7:44 p.m.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Yu? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes, the meeting's adjourned. I guess I'll see you on the 22nd.